What is good, everyone? Welcome to the Sneaker History Podcast. My name's Nick with my guy Robbie to talk about some All-Star Weekend releases. And we got a big old list of shoes. We're going to try to keep this short. We're not going to cover every shoe that's releasing because, frankly, the main reason I wanted to do this episode because there's so many damn shoes releasing, which is kind of surprising. I don't know if I'm just out of the loop, but what's good, man? What do you think?
We're in this weird digital age where I'm going to be watching the All-Star game on Peacock because I had to buy Peacock to watch the Super Bowl last week. So by proxy, I guess, since I'm paying for this 1 month of Peacock, I'm going to be watching the All-Star game. So I'll be looking for these shoes. We'll probably touch on it and more as the shoe just got announced. But just speaking of the Super Bowl, the Bad Bunny shoe is spiritually mentioned in this episode. The Bad Bunny Adidas signature model that's coming out. But like Nick said, we're keeping it All-Star 26. Is L.A. not the best place for All-Star weekend for like shoes? It's one of the best places.
It's surprising that we ever see All-Star outside of New York and L.A., to be honest. Because, I mean, New Orleans does a pretty good job, too.
Yeah.
And I know that I know that people are all opinionated about that. Like, when the Kings opened the new arena in Sacramento, I was like, hey, this is a chance. Like, it's a cool spot. It's a great place to visit. There's a ton of cool shit around there. But, you know, it's hard to beat, like, just how much stuff can happen around Los Angeles or around New York, the five boroughs. And, yeah, I was thinking about that before we started, you know, talking about doing the episode even, because there's also, like, this crazy storied history of LA releases. You know, like, I think about like how I was there living behind Fox Hills Mall when the Galaxy Foams and the, you know, Flight One Penny Orlandos came out, that whole release. And then it's like you got all the Kobes that celebrate all the different areas of LA. And I know that All-Star Weekend wasn't necessarily in LA for every release, but in my mind, a lot of All-Star releases are tied to LA, even though LA wasn't necessarily where the game was happening. It's almost like I think about Kobe and LeBron playing against each other in the All-Star game. And like, because LeBron is also a Laker now, like, I don't know if it's subconsciously or whatever, it's almost like most of those memories like kind of default to like LA as an All-Star weekend experience, if that makes sense.
And they're definitely leaning into that. They have the 2K4 Huarache LA All-Star Retro, which is, in my opinion, one of the best color blockable sneakers of all time. Like the 2K4, you can do so many things with that model. And that LA one is probably one of the best, if not one of the other Kobe PEs, right, from that era. Yeah. They also have the 3D All-Star, the 3D Spectacle Kobe 6 is coming out, as what I'm mentioning. Yep. Again, another big Kobe nod. Just also the infrared stuff. For historians out there, if you didn't put two and two together, MJ's first championship was against the Los Angeles Lakers wearing the Jordan 6. So, like, tying that story, I wish there was more of a storytelling around that, because I guarantee you anybody under the age of 25 that could be new news to of why that shoe's releasing this weekend and this location. But I believe they have, it's like a reverse infrared, like in the early catalogs, like the Nike Air on the back is in their infrared. Historically, it was in black. So that's really cool. And then to kind of just end on that phrase and pass it back, there's a new bin Air Jordan 6 coming out, like the infamous or illustrious, not infamous, bin series, right? Bin 9s, bin 2s, bin 5s. They're adding now bin 7s. They're adding the bin 6, which is a $325 price tag on an Air Jordan 6, which honestly, it doesn't look that much different than like the quote-unquote misses of like trying to put weird or premium materials on the Jordan 6. It looks very just like in line. And I also forgot to bring up the Jordan, the Kobe 3 Low also coming out this All-Star weekend. One last Kobe nod with the 3 coming out in low top form. So any of those pique your interest, Nick? Yeah, other than infrared?
I kind of am with you on the infrared. You know, I know that like sneakerheads and us in particular are, you know, we're not driving. Look, like, I don't think anybody is questioning. Robbie and I are not spending a ton of money on sneakers anymore. And the story behind that shoe is more interesting than I think has been led on, let's say. And to have like a story that connects to the deep roots of sneaker history, not us specifically, but like literal sneaker history, is kind of an interesting thing. Hey, Nick Engvall here. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Sneaker History Podcast. If you want to listen to the rest of it, join our Patreon. We do exclusive episodes and a bunch of random content over there. This is how we pay the bills. We don't have any sponsors on this show, and until we do, we're going to need a little bit of support in this form. So if you want to listen to the rest of this episode, head on over to patreon.com/sneakerhistory. Become a member for as little as $5 a month, and you'll be able to listen to this episode in one of your favorite podcast apps on an exclusive feed just for our Patreon supporters. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll catch you in the next one. Peace.